Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As Justice Kavanaugh is now on the bench of the United States Supreme Court, more and more judges are being confirmed by the United States Senate, having been nominated by President Donald Trump. This is going to be a lasting legacy for President Donald Trump and could reshape the entire judiciary for decades to come. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barba, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we all know that we have come through a huge battle over the nomination and eventual confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Now he is on the bench, and he is now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. There is a full complement of justices, nine justices on the bench now, two of which had been appointed and confirmed under President Donald Trump. Gorsuch and now Kavanaugh. And who knows, he may get one, maybe more, other opportunities to appoint additional justices down the road. In addition to this huge impact that this will have on the United States Supreme Court, Matt, he is also nominating and getting confirmed a record number of judges than any other president in history at this point of his presidency. And right now, at least 84 Trump nominees have been confirmed to the federal bench. That includes 53 trial judges at the district court level, 29 appeals court judges at the Court of Appeals, and two at the United States Supreme Court. That is an impressive record.
Yeah, I've read somewhere, I think, 1/6 of current sitting federal judges have been appointed by President Trump, which is remarkable. And the rate just keeps clipping along.
Yeah, in other words, one out of every six.
Yeah, yeah.
One out of every six Court of Appeals judges have been already nominated and confirmed by President Donald Trump.
You know, it makes you wonder if this man ever sleeps. I mean, he's just continuing to go, go, go. But his first year of presidency, he set a record for appeals court confirmation. So he's just
first
continuing
year, and
to
he's,
go.
He's continuing on that record.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks to Senator Mitch McConnell, I know that there's mixed feelings about Senator McConnell on a number of fronts. There have been. You know, he obviously is going to take a lot of pot shots being in the position that he's in. But I can tell you what, on the issue of judicial nominations, there's been no one like him, because he has, you need a president on the one hand that nominates good justices or judges, and we have that. But on the other hand, you need a Senate that will confirm them, and you also need the president or leader of the Senate who will shepherd them through the process. And you saw that process work with Justice Kavanaugh. If you had ratcheted that back to the time of Ronald Reagan days, when Bork was nominated to the United States Supreme Court, if you had had that kind of leadership in the president, as much as we all love Ronald Reagan, if you had had that kind of leadership in the president that you had with Donald Trump, and if you had that kind of leadership in the Senate like we have with Mitch McConnell, Bork would have been confirmed to the U.S. Supreme
and
Court.
It's fascinating to view the political undertow involved in this, because these are judicial nominations, but it's done through a political process. You mentioned Mitch McConnell and his dealings with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, for instance, saying, hey, we have a slate of judges. We need to get confirmed. Let's get on it. If you Democrats want to go home, you Senate Democrats, and campaign
for the carrot.
The November elections. And the left is fit to be tied that Schumer keeps kind of rolling over and saying, okay, let's get him confirmed.
Yeah, this was after, Matt, after the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. So after that, they went through that bruising battle, and Kavanaugh was confirmed. Then the Democrats said, okay, let's take a break. The midterms are coming up. Let's just give us a break. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, said, no, here's the deal. If you confirm this slate of 15 judges, confirm them as a block, then we'll ultimately allow the Senate to go into recess and you mm-hmm. can go back home to your states in preparation for the midterm.
That's if not, smart.
However, if not, however, if you want to play hardball on these,
we'll stay then here
here's
till
the
it's
choice.
Done.
Yeah. You can go and you can have your time for each one of these, 15 of them, but we're going to get all 15 before the midterm. And you can sit here and do all of your arguments for each one, and that'll take us all the way to and maybe even past the midterm. So it's your choice, Chuck Schumer. And guess what Chuck Schumer
that was
chose?
Smart.
Well, you know, swallowed hard. I think that they want to go home. He would have an uprising among his colleagues. And so they voted all of them as a block. 15 wow. judges on the Court of Appeals and the lower federal district courts confirmed after the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh.
And you could yeah. just see the excitement in Mitch McConnell's tweets as he was sending out, look what we did. Yay, Rob.
Yeah, well, it was check and mate, you know, because yeah. Schumer was put in an untenable position. Either way, he lost. I mean, he did lose. He was excoriated, you know, by the left for so he kind of he wins if he does, he wins if he doesn't. So, you know,
here's the thing. Here's the difference between, say, for example, Barack Obama. Barack Obama, people like him on the Democratic side of the aisle, presidents, they have chosen judges with a litmus test. And basically the litmus test is, are you a judicial activist? Certainly mm-hmm. within that is abortion. And that really tells you whether you're an activist or not. If you're going to say that abortion is somehow a right in the Constitution, you're automatically a judicial activist because
the rest follows.
Yeah, the rest follows. I mean, that really is a litmus test. And so all of the people that they have chosen, the Democratic side, they're on that side of activists. However, Republicans, they've not been so principled. And I'm talking about Reagan. I'm talking about George H. I'm talking about George W. Bush. I'm talking about all the Republican presidents. When you go back and you look at them, some of those people that they've chosen have been good, and some of them not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, what Reagan started off with was Bork. He would have been great, but the president and the Senate did not ultimately dig in to push that nomination through, and we lost that, and eventually we got Kennedy. Now, ratchet forward to the time of 1992, had Bork been confirmed, Roe versus Wade would have been overturned. We wouldn't have the same-sex yeah. marriage case. So they have been hit and miss. Sometimes, for example, George W. Bush nominated a person up in Pennsylvania. He had no judicial experience, and he wrote one of the worst cases in the history of America on intelligent design, a Republican nominee.
Yeah.
And he is an activist. How did he get nominated? Because Bush got approached by some political person in Pennsylvania that said you ought to give this person who was a Republican supporter the nomination, and he did. President Trump, on the other hand, is looking at judicial philosophy. He's out of the mold. He's not going to be beholden to somebody because they're a political partisan person. He's going to look at their judicial philosophy, and he's listening to people's advice on who has a good judicial philosophy.
Yeah.
And that is outside of the typical political mold. And so the ones that he is nominating are in that judicial philosophy of constitutionalist.
Yeah, originalist mold. There shouldn't be any surprises because he has a list that he has publicized that he says, I'm choosing from this list, so there are no surprises.
Yeah, it's the first president in American history who, during the campaign, gave a list. If you nominate me as president, I'm going to choose from this list on the U.S. Supreme Court. And he has stuck to that. He's expanded that list after when he had his second nomination and added Kavanaugh to that list. It's unprecedented. The impact of this will ultimately go down through decades because these are young people, young comparatively speaking. They're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, and they'll be on the bench for decades, and that will ultimately transform the federal judiciary, and it is about time. And this, my friend, is only in 20 months. He's not going to be able to continue this if he doesn't have a Senate that will confirm them. So the progress could all be overturned. He's not going to be able to continue having judges of good character, of constitutionalism, confirmed if he doesn't have a Senate that will ultimately confirm them. Make sure you vote Biblical Values this coming November. Go to lc.org. Ask for our Silence is Not an Option DVD packet.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.